Sugriv was keen on regaining his kingdom and family, but he could not see how this was to be. Bali's strength stood as an impossible barrier between him and the fulfillment of his desire. Hanuman, his minister, tried to convince him that he would succeed with Ram's help, but Sugriv's doubts persisted. Could Ram's strength overcome Bali's? It all looked hopelessly impossible. Bali's body was like steel. How was Ram going to kill him? Sugriv had these doubts about Ram, but he had none else to help him, and he was not prepared to give up his desire. He decided to test Ram's strength. But how is one to subject a friend to a test without discourteously betraying one's suspicion? Ram had promised to get the thing done. How was an occasion to be created to measure his ability? Sugriv thought long and formed a plan. He told Ram softly,
"My Lord Ram, your words have banished sorrow from my heart. I know your valor. An arrow from your bow can destroy the three worlds. How can Vali's frame stand against it? Still, it is my duty to tell you all about Vali's strength. He can toss and play with a heavy rock as if it were a ball. He can pull out mighty forest trees as if they were blades of grass. Once Dundubi, a demon in buffalo form, possessing the strength of 1,000 elephants, challenged the presiding god of the ocean to a fight. The god evaded it, saying, 'You should fight with an equal. There, in the north, stands Himavan, the presiding god of the Himalaya Mountains. Go and challenge him. Leave poor me alone.' Dundubi agreed and, speeding northwards, met and challenged Himavan, butting his rocky sides with horns. Himavan controlled his temper and said, 'Why do you assault me? I am not a fighter. I spend my life in the company of sages who love to stay with me.' Dundubi answered, 'Very well then. Tell me of someone I can fight with. I want a worthy challenger today.' Himavan said, 'There is one in the south who is worthy of you. He is Vali, the Vanara king. His strength is like his father Indra's. If you wish, you may go to him and challenge him to a fight.' Dundubi went straight to Vali's place and raised a loud uproar at the entrance of Kishkinda. He tore up trees and pulled down the gate and roared, "Come out and prove your strength in a fight with me." Vali was then resting with his queen. On hearing the challenge, he came out, accompanied by the women of his palace. 'Why, O Dundubi, do you raise this clamor at my city gate? Are you tired of life?' Vali's scornful address enraged the demon, who said, 'Don't boast of your strength in the presence of your admiring women. I have come here to fight with you. If you have any manliness in you, come out and show it. You will say you are too drunk now to fight, but I am willing to wait till you become sober. If you like, you may spend the night in your pleasures. Then you may bid a tearful leave of all your dear ones and come to me in the morning to be slain by me.' Vali laughed at Dundubi's words, asked his women to go inside, then said, 'O demon, I am not the worse for drink, and if you want to fight, there is no time like the present.' So saying, and with a laugh, he took hold of the demon by his tail, whirled him around, and flung him. Dundubi spat blood and fell on the ground. After a while, the demon rose again, and a great battle followed. Vali, son of Indra, pounded the demon to death, and he flung the dead buffalo so that it fell on the ground at a distance of 9 miles. Drops of blood from Dundubi's body were carried by the wind and fell on the ashram of the sage Matanga. The sage was angry and soon found out who was responsible for this contamination. He saw at once that Vali, in his pride, had flung a bleeding carcass and desecrated the holy spot. The sage pronounced a curse. If this Vali enters the precincts of this ashram, he will lose his life. That is why, O Ram, with my friends, I am living here in safety. Vali dare not approach this place for fear of the curse. Look at these sal trees. He can pluck one of them and just shake all the leaves off. As one dusts a jacket, such is his strength. So, how can I, having incurred this terrible brother's enmity, feel secure?
Lakshman understood that Sugriv needed a demonstration of Ram's prowess to give him confidence and said, "How would you like Ram to show you his ability to conquer Vali?" Sugriv answered,
"Indeed, I have no doubts. I know Ram's prowess, though now it is hidden as embers are in ashes. I have sought refuge under him. And yet, when I recall Vali's mighty deeds, I just tremble."
Seeing Sugriv's faith in him and his great fear of Vali, Ram resolved to put an end to his doubts. By a playful flip of his toe, he sent the enormous skeleton of Dundubi, which was lying there, flying in the air to a distance of 90 miles. But Sugriv, though impressed, was not yet convinced and said,
"When my brother sent Dundubi's carcass hurling in the sky, it was full of flesh and blood, and far heavier than this weather-beaten skeleton."
Then Ram bent his bow, and pulling the string to his ear, sent forth an arrow. It pierced the sal tree, pointed out by Sugriv, and 6 other trees standing behind it. Piercing the 7 trees, the beautiful arrow touched the earth and returned to Ram's quiver. Sugriv, seeing this, was beside himself with joy. He was now certain that Ram's arrow could pierce the adamant frame of Vali. He fell prostrate before Ram and said,
"With my own eyes, I have now seen your prowess. Even if all the gods with Indra at their head should come and oppose you, your victory is certain. Why then talk of Vali? I have gained your friendship, and I have no more use for fear or grief. Oh, slay Vali and save me. Let us go to Kishkinda today."
Both Ram and Lakshman agreed. They talked about it, and it was finally agreed that Sugriv should appear in Kishkinda and challenge Vali to single combat. They proceeded to Kishkinda. Sugriv went ahead. Ram followed him and stood away behind a tree in the dense forest. When they arrived, Sugriv shouted. Bali heard the shout and, in a great rage, emerged from the fortress, radiant like the morning sun. The two brothers fought each other fiercely. Ram was standing with his bow in hand behind a tree. As they wrestled together, the brothers were so similar in form and feature, in equipment and method of fighting, that Ram could not distinguish Bali from Sugriv. Thus he was afraid to shoot, lest he kill the wrong combatant. Meantime, Sugriv, being worsted in the fight, broke from his brother's grip with a desperate effort. Wounded and weary, disappointed and despondent, he fled for his life and reached Rishyamukha Forest. He was able to do this because Bali did not wish to slay him and was not unwilling to give his brother another lease on life. Ram and Lakshman rejoined the woebegone Sugriv. He looked down at the ground without lifting his eyes. He was angry that Ram had broken his word and failed to help him. So he said,
"If you did not want to kill Vali, you could have told me so earlier. In that case, I, who know Vali's might, would never have challenged him to a fight. On the contrary, you made me believe you. And then I have taken such a beating that it is a wonder I am alive."
Ram replied, "Do not be angry, Sugriv, but listen. There was a good reason why I could not send forth my deadly arrow. You and Bali are alike in height and girth, in walk and shouts, in dress and ornaments. Once the fight began, I could not tell you apart from Bali. So what could I do? It would have been terrible if I killed you instead of Bali. Do not be angry. Challenge Bali once again, but this time I shall surely slay him. O Lakshman, fetch that flowering creeper. Yes, tie it round Sugriva's neck as a garland. I shall then know who is our friend and who is Bali as they fight. Now, Sugriv, you shall see Bali rolling on the ground." Sugriv was satisfied. His spirits recovered. Lakshman tied the creeper round his neck. Once again, and handsomer than ever, Sugriv proceeded to Kishkinda, and Ram and Lakshman followed him as before.